The guitarist, bandleader, and songwriter Eddie Van Halen died today of cancer. He was 65. His band, Van Halen, spanned more than four decades, 12 albums, three lead singers, and some of the most dramatic guitar solos in rock and roll history. That is Runnin' with the Devil from Van Halen's self-titled debut album back in 1978. And with us to talk about Eddie Van Halen's music and legacy is Stephen Thompson from NPR Music. Hey, Stephen.
Hi, Elsa.
Hey. So tell me, what do you think made Eddie Van Halen such a unique rock star?
Well, a few things, really. I mean, first of all, he was an absolute master of what you think of when you think of epic, flashy guitar solos.
Yeah.
He's considered one of the greatest rock guitarists of all time, and his techniques were hugely influential in the sound of rock and roll, especially in the late 70s, well into the 90s. He helped popularize a style of playing called tapping, where the player's left and right hands are both working the neck of the guitar. You can actually hear that in a song called Eruption from 1978.
That's crazy!
But on top of those kind of pyrotechnics, he had this massive cultural footprint just in terms of the way that he and his band kind of brought together hard rock and heavy metal with flamboyant pop music.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those hits. Like, what were, would you say, the biggest hits that were quintessential Eddie Van Halen?
Well, Van Halen had a string of like really classic rock records in the late 70s and early 80s, but their album 1984, which came out when I was 12, made them a juggernaut. And that's where you get songs like Panama and Jump, where Eddie Van Halen's guitars meet these really grand synthesizer hooks. Uh-huh. I mean, let's actually hear a little bit of Jump. So to speak to just how huge Eddie Van Halen was at the time, 1984, which sold millions of copies, never actually hit number one on the charts because it was blocked by Michael Jackson's Thriller. And Thriller cranked out hit after hit after hit, and one of the biggest of those hits was Beat It, which has a guitar solo by Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen. Well, you know, I mean, he was also known for conflict with his bandmates. Can you tell us a little more about that part of his life?
Yeah, I mean, the band Van Halen famously rotated lead singers, and most famously with David Lee Roth, who went solo in 1985 and kind of came in and came back occasionally, and Sammy Hagar, who sang on a lot of the band's big hits in the late 80s and early 90s. And I mean, they clashed a lot. And the sense that I get as an outsider mm-hmm. is that Eddie Van Halen was more of a perfectionist and a craftsman, and the singers thought of themselves more as showmen. And so I think that chaos and volatility is a big part of Van Halen's story, but you could also argue that a little tension can force innovation.
All right, so for those out there who somehow missed the entire 80s, what would you say is a must-listen-to song right now to remember this guy?
Oh, man. You know, I was a teenager for so many of the Sammy Hagar years, and I don't want to neglect songs like Right Now, but I've got to go with Panama from 1984. Huge choruses, huge riffs, and a ready and welcome reminder that rock and roll at its heart is supposed to be fun.
All right, let's go out on Panama. Stephen Thompson, thank you.
Thank you, Elsa.